back in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Happy Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen, in Podzilla Land. It's Tuesday, it's Mr. 100 and Five Star Man. Shannon Young here, Mr. 100. I'm here with Asa Gray. He's the Five Star Man.
Yes.
And Ali, not actually a bear.
Yeah.
That's my new nickname for her.
You're looking at me like I don't get it.
Well, see, her last name's A-Bear.
Right.
So she's not actually a bear.
Oh, like the two words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I get it.
I was trying to be clever. It's not really that clever, but she doesn't have a nickname, and none of the nicknames we give her, she seems to enjoy, so.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah, now you get it. Now you get it. It's Valentine's Day, and we probably should have not done a show, but why not? Mm. Like, who here at the table has anyone to celebrate Valentine's Day with anyway? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
This is how you celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We come on here and we're gonna bitch about love for an hour or so.
Are we?
I mean, I don't really have.
I feel like that's not enough show to.
I don't know.
Not an hour's worth of.
I've got some pretty bad stories about romance. I think you probably do too, and I know Allie does.
Yeah, but I don't really feel like telling mine.
Oh, see, I don't mind. It doesn't bother me to just spill my guts on the air, because the only other really thing that like has been happening that I care about is. I mean, I'm sure you've been keeping up with the whole White House thing over the weekend with General Flynn resigning after all this stuff came out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that. But I thought maybe on Valentine's Day could be the one day that I just leave politics alone for a night, just one night, you know? So I thought, well, it just seems to write itself. What are you going to talk about? Well, it's Valentine's Day. Let's talk about love. Like the time I was in, I think it was second or third grade, and everyone else got those Valentine's Day cards, except, you know, the ones that you create and you put in the little, the stuff in the little box, except me. I didn't get one. So I was really sad and crying, and there was this girl in my class
who
she took one that she got and she gave it to me instead, and it said, I choose you. Mm-hmm. And it was really sweet. It was the cutest thing. So I followed her around and,
so you started stalking her.
I started stalking her. I bought her gifts. My dad was.
I was gonna say this was when your dad was the police chief.
He was the police
for a
chief,
while,
and he got tickets to this this performer that she really liked, this kid show performer that she really liked. Well, I say he was a kid show performer, but at the same time, he also did like a late night thing.
This was when he was doing Tuesday Night Live, wasn't it?
It was really strange. It was really odd. But the point is, we go on the show. She yells out in public, just on live TV, that she doesn't want to be with me. She never liked me, and the only reason she gave me that stupid card was because nobody else would.
Mm-hmm.
Broke my heart.
Yep.
Broke my heart.
I hear that if you just pause it in just the right spot,
yeah,
you can see the exact moment that your heart rips in half.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. So it had a happy ending, though, because we did a school play about the life of George Washington. I got the role of George Washington. Mm-hmm. She was Martha. And in the end, we became friends. Mm-hmm. We kind of worked things out. So that was one of the worst Valentine's Day stories that I have that kind of turned out good in the end.
I literally just watched that episode like last night.
Allie's looking at me like she knew it was a bit,
mm-hmm,
and she was wondering how long the bit was going to go. Your answer was 2.5 minutes.
It's like me trying to break down the It's Always Sunny bit for Calvin the other night.
That's where I got the inspiration from, because he was so irritated.
He got so mad.
I'd like to
think, because I spent about 5 minutes just breaking down an entire episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which he had already seen. To explain the joke that I did.
I like to think that half of the audience got the joke. They're like, okay, this is cute. The other half just think I was telling a story about Valentine's Day. I actually don't have any Valentine's Day stories per se. I had the same Valentine Day for a decade, or same Valentine for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really changed. So I don't have anything embarrassing. I don't have anything. My girlfriend last year, we got one of those heart-shaped pizzas from Marco's. They didn't cut it. So we literally tore the heart to pieces as we ate it.
They probably were like, looked at it and realized like, okay, this was a great idea. Wait, how are we supposed to cut this so there's even pieces?
I feel like they should have cut it like the Triforce, just in three. You know, one half of the heart, the other half of the heart in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress. Allie, do you have any bad Valentine's Day stories? We can just end the show quickly. This is going to be a 20-minute show today.
Well, I mean, there's the... In high school, I was dating this guy because, you know, my birthday was the 7th. He looked at me and said, your birthday was a week ago. I'm not getting you anything for Valentine's Day.
That's a quality guy right there.
I mean, I get it, but you frame it differently.
Yeah.
It's all in the it's all in the presentation, and that is just the worst way to go.
I mean, that's like if Christmas, you know, I know some people that are born around Christmas, and right. they don't get gifts for Christmas and their birthday because it's like, well, they're so close together.
Right.
I call BS on that. That's just terrible.
See, I'm super lucky because my birthday is in June.
My birthday is in August.
I have 6 months birthday, 6 months Christmas.
Yeah.
Just perfectly balanced. That's the way to, it comes highly recommended.
Actually, I do have one actual story about Valentine's Day. It was a couple years ago when my then girlfriend and I had been together for a couple years, and there was this other girl that really liked me, and there was a whole thing. And if you know my personal life, you know who I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But the thing I remember most about it is the Valentine's Day after this was not happening. I posted a message about Valentine's Day. I was like, hey, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And I know it got under her skin because she had just broken up with her boyfriend. And, not only did I post a, hey, happy Valentine's Day, because I was kind of pissy at her anyway, mm-hmm. I did this really intricate talking about the beauty of love, and I just laid it on real thick. I'm pretty sure she blocked me after that. We worked things out years later, but there's always those people that are so pissed off on Valentine's Day because they're single.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, CoinOp, down here in Cape Girardeau, has done what is called Singles Awareness Day.
It's the anti-Valentine's party,
right?
I think is what they're calling it.
And I think that's terrible. One, I think Valentine's Day is terrible anyway because it's you shouldn't take one day of the year to tell someone that you care about them. But I get it. I mean, this is a manufactured holiday. It really is. But at the same time, like, you don't have to be dating someone to enjoy Valentine's Day. It's just a day to, you know.
I mean, it makes it a lot easier.
But that's like, social stigma.
It makes it entirely easier to enjoy it. I've also had the same Valentine for 10 years. Work. my job. I'm always working on Valentine's Day. It's always very busy.
Do you see a lot of couples? Like,
oh yeah. Oh no.
Tell me about your Valentine's Day at work. Mm-hmm. Because we know if you've been listening to the show, Ace's clientele isn't always the best.
Right.
On Valentine's
Which
Day.
Which has nothing to do with my job itself. Just the demographic of living in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Right. The people that come in on a Valentine's Day, is it nicer? Like, are they nicer to you, or is it just
entirely?
The same?
It entirely varies. You do have the people who, come in and are there because, you know, they want to treat their significant other to a nice dinner, blah blah blah, and they're very friendly, very happy about it. You know, they're excited to be there. They're excited to be spending this time together. Then you have the couple who is very clearly like an ultimatum was given: you're taking me to dinner. You're like, we're going here. So they're cranky, they're looking at the prices and they're not happy, they're just miserable the whole time they're there. Right. So, I mean, it varies. Today was a pretty, like, overall it was a really good day. Everybody was in a pretty good mood. I will credit most of it to being, like, since I worked early, it wasn't, you know, okay, we had to wait 3 hours for, you know, to get food.
Right.
It was, you know, everything went real
smooth.
It was
just tiring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a busy day here too. We actually, I've been running this Valentine's Day special all week here at Gaming Grounds, and I've been really pushing it. And I've noticed, I don't know if it's just coincidental or if it's because of the push that I've been doing on it, but we've had good business the past 2 days because I've been really, I'm going full GameStop on it. Mm-hmm. Like I'm actually walking around with customers and talking them up constantly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's the case or what, or maybe people are just in a good mood because it's Valentine's Day, but whatever. You know, if you're celebrating Valentine's Day, more power to you. I hope you have someone special you can celebrate it with. If you don't have someone that you can celebrate it with, get drunk.
Enjoy all that half price, like cheapo candy tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the various pizza deals that are happening tonight. Here's an actual story that happened. I went home before the show. Mm-hmm. So Matt Sin, who's actually in the background right now playing Black Ops with Jesse Kimball from Nerd Up, who's over there. There he is. He's over there. Me and Matt go to Perryville to go see our friends David and Mary Jo at Villainous Grounds. Which, shout out to Villainous Grounds, obviously, the best coffee in the world. And they gave me and Matt a piece of peanut butter. Chocolate peanut butter, I think it was.
Never mind. I was going to talk about the sale they were running, but it ended today, so never mind.
So we hope you took advantage of it. But they gave us that. And we were going to go to Mary Jane's. Mary Jane's is booked solid because of Valentine's Day. So we head home. I go home before the show. I go use the bathroom, and what I usually do is I use the bathroom, wash my hands, and then I'm kind of standing in the bathroom on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I do that a lot. Because I'm sealed off from the rest of the world.
Right.
No one's talking to me. I don't have to talk to anybody. No one's home.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear movement. And I thought, okay, my cat's moving around. But then I hear things settling. Like, I actually hear people putting stuff around, like moving stuff, and I go, okay, that's not in my head. Because we hear noises at my apartment all the time, mm-hmm. and I've always wanted it to be a ghost. But it's usually, it'll happen and then nothing else. Like, you'll hear a noise and that's it. Well, this time I kept hearing the noises. And I thought, like, I hear footsteps. I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy. That's someone in my apartment. I text Allie. I'm like, someone's in my apartment. So I'm afraid to leave the bathroom at this point. I'm sitting in the bathroom on my phone, and I'm texting her, and I'm thinking, like, this is Unsolved Mysteries. They're going to talk about how the last thing I did was send a message to this girl saying there's someone in my apartment before they found my decapitated body. So I lock the door in the bathroom, and I'm just sitting in there panicking. I'm like, because I hear it, and Bob's at work, Lindsay's at work.
I was going to say, now we're accounting for the location of both of your roommates.
Yes, they're both at work. Neither of them should be home. So I didn't hear anyone kicking the door. Mm-hmm. No one broke in. So I'm thinking, okay, this is it. This is the moment. I'm waiting for someone to start banging on the door, and I'm going to open up and no one's there. The noises calm down. I go, okay, I can move. So I open the door slowly. And as I walk out, I see Bob's lights on. And I'm like, shit, it's just Bob. He's home. I open the door. Bob has a pizza from Domino's plus breadsticks plus like a 2 liter of soda. And he turns around and looks at me, and I'm like, happy Valentine's Day. That's his date. Mm-hmm. He's going out with Domino again.
I've done that.
I would do it tonight if not for the fact that I'm pretty sure eating is killing me. Like, this hernia, it's not fun. It's getting to be not fun.
I was going to say, did it start fun? I don't remember the fun part of it.
It started kind of just, I don't know, it didn't hurt. It was nothing. Mm-hmm. It was just there. But it's getting to a point now where whenever I eat and I feel something in my stomach, I feel like it's pushing against it. Mm-hmm. So it gets uncomfortable. But that doesn't stop me from getting pizza because Walmart has that, Bessie's Revenge, screaming. What's it called? Jesse, what is it? Like screaming.
He's in the bathroom or something.
Oh, screaming Sicilian. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Matt, who's right behind me for some reason. I'm surprised he hasn't done the little raccoon thing in my ear, which I know he's going to do at some point. But it's $4. So they're very easy to purchase and eat. He's making me nervous.
I'm trying to think of the last. Big, it's one of those things like, oh, well, enjoy your Valentine's Day. And it's just to the one, like Bob. It's like, yeah, I will. It's like, this is all, it's like the last time I went and got Chinese food and they like gave me two silverwares. Like, they clearly thought this was not for just one person.
Right. They thought it was a date.
I'm just like, oh, well, thanks.
I mean, I can tell you, all right, here's what love is. If you're wondering what is love, baby.
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. Love, if you don't already know, is kind of bullshit. Love is a terrible, terrible thing. It's a four-letter word, clearly. And if you want to know why love is so terrible, you have nothing to look at Bob. You have no need to look further than Bob. Bob has the worst love history of anybody, but he was dating someone who completely screwed him over, that he planned his life with, that completely screwed him over, and has pretty much ruined his life. And ever since they were together, he has done nothing but grow spiders and eat pizza. And when you walk into his room.
Grow spiders?
Well, they
is that how that works?
Raise spiders.
They grow at some point. But if you walk into his room, literally
spider seeds, gotta water them twice a day.
What used to be a really nice room that was all decorated and he had candles lit. Like Bob turned into like a gentleman. Like he was GQ for a little bit because of this girl. The girl's gone now, and his room. You walk in, literally there are stacks of cookie, like chocolate chip cookie cases on top of each other. There's drinks just laying around. Like it's terrible. And that's what love does to you.
That sounds like my room, but that didn't happen. That's just how I am as a person. That might just be depression.
I think it is.
Cause like my Valentine's Day, what I did today is I got off of work. I went and I went to Walmart to buy stuff for the kitchen crew that we had. Dropped that off. I went to Best Buy. Because I finally broke down to buy a new remote because I'm pretty sure I threw away my TV, the remote that came with my TV.
Did you also buy Neo? Are they still out?
I did. Well, I had them order it. Ah. So I'll get that in Saturday or Sunday. So that was my Valentine's Day treat to me.
Gotcha.
Was a game that I'm sure I will sell within 2 weeks because I'll get very, very mad at it.
Steven did today.
Did he get mad or sell it?
No, he got mad.
Okay.
I mean, he went full Steven mode, but it was at least quiet. Mm-hmm. You know, but I could definitely hear it from where I was.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cause it just, I've never spent a whole lot of time with Dark Souls. And that scares me because this is a Dark Souls clone. Except more intricate combat.
Yeah, very much more intricate.
Have you played any of it yet?
No, I watched him play and just like all of the different options that are on the screen, I kind of go, what's that do? What's that do? And as he's telling me, I'm like, that sounds really intricate. That sounds complicated.
I've been watching like a handful of gameplay videos, and you can kind of like switch through stances. We'll have different benefits for each other than everyone. You have your and then it's all based on like your stamina meter.
Yeah.
And then your opponent's stamina meter. You have to try to.
It's
keep an
way
eye on
more
that.
Like,
I mean, I'm excited to put some time into it.
Do you want
to
borrow Dark Souls until then?
No,
just kinda get you ready?
Don't.
No.
Because that'll make me like I'm just gonna cancel the order and.
Or
buy
make
something
you
want to
play
else.
Dark Souls, because Dark Souls is really, really fun.
Yeah.
I didn't get into Bloodborne as much, but that actually does remind me of something I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, I want to ask Allie, because Allie's always so quiet. But I feel like today should be the day you talk more than anyone else, because it's Valentine's Day. This is for women, right? Today is a woman's holiday. So as a woman, what does Valentine's Day and love mean to you?
What does Valentine's Day mean to me?
Because did you know it has nothing to do with love originally?
I was going
to
say, if your answer is anything other than the Massacre of St. Valentine, you're a heathen.
I knew that. It's just Valentine's Day turned into a day for love, and
it's a Hallmark day.
Yeah.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
I mean, if anyone watched Raw on Monday, you know that love is not real.
No.
There is no love in this universe.
There really isn't. Everyone will stab everybody in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Love is fake. Do you believe in love?
Yes. Do you love your cat?
I do love my cat.
But
my
okay.
But if my cat had the power to stab me in the back and take everything I own, you don't think she would?
You know, it just sleeps, air quotes, on your chest at night, just looking like I could end him right now.
Yeah.
But he feeds me.
Yeah, exactly.
He lives another day.
Yes, exactly. And my cat paws at me. You know what it means when a cat paws at you?
That's love.
No, they're searching for weak spots.
That is not true.
Why do you think my cat sleeps on my stomach?
Oh, my goodness.
She knows where the wound
because
is.
Because it's warm there.
Yeah, because the hernia pops out, and it's like a little pillow.
Little kitty pillow.
Little kitty pillow. You don't like me talking about love like that, do you?
I wonder why.
Okay.
No, there's... definitely love in the world. There needs to be. I know it's hard to find sometimes, but no, it's in the world.
Do you believe that there is someone out there for everybody?
No.
Yeah, but that person might be like in China.
Or that person might be the opposite of what you would accept as a date. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that could be the person you want, but nah, she's too big. Stuff like that.
Superficial stuff.
Yeah.
Gonna be shallow about things, you're probably gonna miss out on someone amazing.
Are you looking at me?
I'm
not amazing.
No, you are amazing. No, stop it.
No. That's Asa. Look at Asa. Okay, so this will be the last thing we say about Valentine's Day, and then we'll be done with it. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you had a good one. And if you're sad and lonely and you're miserable because no one loves you, just remember that they don't ever have to. There's no rule that says you ever have to be loved. So, good luck.
Not wrong.
Moving on. I don't know if you guys talked about it on Nerd Up on Sunday, because I didn't get to hear the entire show. I listened to about half of it. By the way, Jesse, I loved the intro. There was something you said that just cracked me up, and now I can't remember what it was. And I'm going to have to go back and listen to it.
Go back and listen to this past Sunday's Nerd Up.
Exactly.
And laugh where Shannon laughed.
Listen to it again. It's really funny, and I feel the need to figure it out so I can tell them. But did you guys talk about what happened with PewDiePie?
No, it hadn't really happened
yet. It hadn't happened yet. Good, good.
Well, the YouTube part hadn't, and I don't even know if the Disney deal had gotten.
I could have sworn that happened on Monday.
It might have. So it would have been the day after.
So we're not going to talk about politics, but I can at least talk about PewDiePie.
Which this is something that I have not even remotely been following, like at all, because I don't.
Allie doesn't even know what we're talking about. She doesn't even
know
what the hell a PewDiePie is.
I know who PewDiePie is.
PewDiePie, for those of you that don't know, and and I'm not joking, there may be some people that don't know.
Which is, yeah, that's.
Yeah. He's like the biggest YouTuber.
The only reason I know who he is because of the South Park episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The only reason I know is because of Jackson, because the kids over there watch PewDiePie like religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't find the appeal. But that doesn't mean he's not entertaining. I just don't find the appeal.
I mean, I totally get that, which I mean, that's a whole other conversation, which if you want to get into, we can, but
we can.
After you get through the news you want to do, but
yeah. Well, basically, PewDiePie is like the biggest YouTuber. He's so big that he got a deal with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
His show is actually like advertised. It's a part of their
YouTube
preferred,
Red.
Yeah.
Which is the paid, like it's ad free. You get exclusive. Like, I guess they're big, big people who have made their name on YouTube.
Right.
They're doing like, I don't know how it works, But YouTube is giving them a platform where they're creating exclusive content.
Yeah.
Be it as opposed to like, so PewDiePie pretty much exclusively for a long time, and he may have changed up his model, I'm not sure, did Let's Plays.
Right.
Oh
yeah. Like, so, there's actually a show now called like Scare PewDiePie or something like that.
Oh yeah. And like, cause they have all the, you know, different segments and stuff like that. So, but I think his YouTube show, like the YouTube Red one, is like a scripted comedy.
Right.
I could be entirely wrong because again, I don't have YouTube Red. I don't follow PewDiePie. I just know that the guys from Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've never really been a fan of PewDiePie because he just annoys me. He just does. But again, I think it's important to say that just because I'm annoyed by him doesn't mean that I'm not trying to take anything away from his success or his talent.
Right.
He just annoys me. But I did see him on Good Mythical Morning in a segment, and I was very entertained by it. And that's when I started to go, okay, it's like when I saw Boogie 2988, for the longest time, all I knew was Francis.
Right.
And I thought that was his character, like you did. You know, you just, you hated that part, so you didn't like Boogie.
And that was it. It's like, I knew that there was a difference between, like, it didn't take me long to, for someone to explain to me, like, no, Francis isn't real.
Right.
He's a character played by this guy. I just hated Francis so much, not because he was bad at playing the role, the exact opposite, because he was so damn good at that role that I know people like that in real life.
Right.
That I can't see past the evil.
Yeah.
But then, like, I've started watching quite a bit of Boogie stuff and...
And he's entertaining.
And on one of these episodes, I did a formal apology to him that he'll never hear and doesn't even, that would never care about.
But I really like Boogie.
Yeah, so seeing them out of context versus what, you know, you're so used to.
You're used to the character.
You're associating with that. Yeah.
And no doubt when PewDiePie does his YouTube show that he plays it up for the camera. Just like, Ali, name some of the big YouTube people. Grace Helbig.
Hannah Hart. Game Grumps.
Oh, Ethan, what's that guy you like so much?
Markiplier.
The one you were watching earlier today. Oh, Philip DeFranco. Yeah. There's a bunch of big names, and no doubt that they ham it up when they're on camera. We do too. Like, when we're on the show, we turn it up a little bit, except Allie. This is just her normally.
She's like a real person.
She's like a human being. But, I couldn't stand PewDiePie when he was on there, but when I saw him, like, just kind of being Felix, I think is his actual name, he seemed like a cool guy. Well, what he did was, he apparently paid these people, and he said he was just testing. Did you hear about this story, Ali?
No.
Okay. He's basically testing the waters of what people will do for money, and he had these people hold up a sign that said "Death to all Jews,"
and film it, and put it on his YouTube channel, which it has, you know, millions on millions of followers.
Yeah, and also he has a contract with Disney now. He has a contract with YouTube,
wasn't it just like this? Wasn't just like Joe Schmo on the street, like.
I think this was like in another country.
Yeah.
He was basically exploiting poor, like, people.
Yeah.
To see what they would do for money.
Which, and I, like, the vibe that I got, it was, which again, I haven't read the story. I've only seen, like, the screenshot of it.
Yeah. They look tribal.
And then,
almost.
Like, a little, yeah. So it's like, do they even know what sign they're saying? Like, do they know what the sign that they're holding even says?
Right.
Like, or is it just like, hey, we have a camera, hold this.
Yeah, here.
And we'll give you money.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, okay, yeah.
And regardless, PewDiePie put it on his channel. Now his Disney deal's pulled.
Mm-hmm.
His YouTube preference has been pulled pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge backlash against PewDiePie for it. And I was going to ask, you know, what do you think about that? Like, what is your opinion on PewDiePie losing? I mean, because he's still rich and he's still going to make money.
Oh, yeah.
But this is really going to damage his credibility and his career. Is this an example of whatever? It's a YouTube channel. He can do whatever he wants. Did he mean to be racist? I don't know. Or is this exploitive and is he a scumbag?
I don't, like, I kind of fall somewhere in between. Like, yeah, it's your channel. You can put whatever content you want on there as long as it's not, you know, straight up illegal.
Yeah.
But freedom of speech is not freedom to say whatever you want without consequence. Like, Disney has every right to distance themselves from someone who would put that content up. YouTube has every right as a business to say, yeah, we don't agree with this message, that even if it's, you know, even if it's in a joking manner, you can say, you know, oh, it's just a prank, bro. Like, that
as people
it doesn't matter
do.
the words and actions are out there and
it makes Disney look bad.
Yeah, to be associated with someone who would, you know, put this on there, which it confuses me because I thought this was like an older video.
This is a video from January.
There's another guy on YouTube who I've just started, who I hadn't really heard of until like he showed up on Reddit, named iDubbbz. And he did a video compilation on something, because there was this big YouTuber who basically she just tells stories as herself, that are clearly lies. Like, all of them are lies. and she told him, and he's kind of like a, like, not to stereotype or get weird, but like, if you would think of like a 4chaner.
Yeah.
Like that kind of humor.
Right.
So she saw a video that he did where he used the N-word because he just uses, it's just, you know, he just uses it. And not in
and
like,
assuming, is
and
he,
not
is even he African American?
He's not.
Okay.
It, like, he's, I think he's like 26, 27, you know, like white guy. But he was using it very much in the manner that, you know, you've since pretty much stopped using it, but the way that you kind of describe where
you're trying to take the power away
from the word. You take the power away from the word, you know, he doesn't mean it as like the, like, even though it is a racial slur, he's not using it in that context.
He's not trying to be a racist.
Right. Yeah. So she saw a video or a video was brought to her attention where he used it. And she was like, I hope he breaks both his legs, his YouTube channel gets deleted, he goes bankrupt, and he should kill himself.
Did she actually say he should kill himself?
Yes. In like a tweet, it was either in a tweet or one of her videos. So he then, and like, I guess his fans went through and found a bunch of old, like, Snapchat videos that were somehow saved or where she uses the word, but in a much more antagonistic way. And then she, like, videos of her, like, oh, you know, people who use this kind of language, like, kill yourself, you know, they're just the worst, you know, how could anyone ever say that to someone? So just
call. She's been a complete hypocrite.
So he made, like, it's called Content Cop, and he does this with a bunch of, like, different YouTube channels. He did one for Keemstar, I don't remember the kid's name, but he's done a couple of these, and he just rips her to shreds. But he makes the point, like, you know, you say what you want, everything's okay, or nothing is. But at the same time, like, he's not signed with Disney.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, necessarily signed with YouTube.
It's the same reason I got fired from GameStop. Like, right. I said a very terrible and very poor tasteful joke. Mm-hmm. It was just a terrible joke that was not funny. Mm-hmm. And in the 7-8 years since I left GameStop, I feel like I've grown enough to go, that wasn't funny at all.
Right.
Like, before, as I would defend it as saying, well, that's just my sense of humor, I can now look back as a grown man and say, okay, that wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. They had every right to fire me. But I also had every right to say it.
Right.
Like, I could put it on my Facebook, but that doesn't mean that there won't be consequences. People think that free speech means that you can say whatever you want.
Congress shall pass no law.
And you can say whatever you want, but that doesn't mean that people can't punish you for it.
And it's like,
you
know, we talked about with the Duck Dynasty dude. Who, surprise, surprise, was a homophobe.
Yeah.
And him getting his, like, show pulled, whatever happened to him, I don't care. But, it's his freedom of speech is being revoked. No, it's not. That's not how that works.
He can still say whatever he wants. They're just not gonna put it on their show anymore.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's bad for advertisers.
This interests me because this isn't a way to me, almost a performance art of seeing what people would do for money.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, mm-hmm. but I would like to talk to him, and which I will never be able to do, I'm almost certain.
I don't know how, depending on how his career goes,
he may be the newest host of,
he may need a PZ85 plug.
But
just $10 a month, PewDiePie.
Every month.
We'll plug your apology.
Never saw the video, but from what you're saying, it looks like it's people most likely down on their luck with money. And to me, they're gonna do much more for money than someone else that isn't. So my thought of what will people do for money isn't the people down on their luck. We already know they will do a lot for money. That's how we have a lot of awful jobs in this world that people do. And what would be more interesting is asking people who have money and would be more, it would probably hurt them more to do these things for the money. But even with that, you don't need to put the video up. You can still do this.
One, I don't buy it. I don't buy his excuse that it's a social experiment. I just don't. I think he thought it was funny. He thought we would think it was funny. Because from what I understand, this is not the first time he has used Nazi imagery even on his show. Like, he's used slurs and stuff before. This is just, I don't know why this is the one that set people off. But I think he just, I don't know. He probably thinks he's big enough to get away with whatever. And it doesn't matter whether you're PewDiePie or the president. There are some things you just can't get away with.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're looking at your phone. You look like you got something to say.
I found a story synopsis on it because, like I said, I really didn't know much of any of this story. So I'm just trying to educate myself before I say something stupid. But also, to go back to that whole tangent that was totally unrelated about iDubbbz and, the other girl. The reason that I thought of that, and I apologize for that just weirdness, he used a still from that video. I don't know if it was that exact video, but it was, you know, talking about, that everything's okay or nothing's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Allie. And then I have something to say.
The, if you are interested in doing something like that, you can still test people on what they will do for money and not upload the video.
Yeah.
You can do all of that and do that research and that more so experiment without actually putting that imagery out there for other people to see out of context.
Yeah.
And be influenced negatively by it. There, it would be more interesting to do the experiment and do a write-up on it than to just put the video together to where it can be used and twisted more negatively.
I mean, is it kind of like, I don't know, a murder, a car accident? Like, you can do a story about a murder without showing the murder. Like, mm-hmm. There's a reason that most television networks don't show dead bodies or they don't show gore and stuff like that. It's because it's not relevant to the story you're trying to tell.
Yeah.
PewDiePie could have done it without showing the picture of them holding up the sign. He could have talked about it without mm-hmm. doing that. And I think the shock value is what he was going for.
So apparently there were three videos that were, and I'm not getting details on the actual videos, but there was one video that had a man dressed as Jesus who said Hitler did absolutely nothing wrong.
Yes.
Then there was another video that had the people make and present and display the sign that said death to all Jews. And then there was also a third video that cumulative hit about 23 million views before they were removed, which it was posted on the internet. So you can probably still find them somewhere
because
nothing gets deleted from the internet.
Mm-hmm. I feel like as much as I hate it and I find it reprehensible, I feel like it shouldn't be removed. The only reason I see it being removed is because he was trying to make good with his advertisers and with the Disney Corporation and stuff like that. But I'm a fan of free speech. I am. I feel like anyone should be able to say any dumbass thing they want. They should expect consequences. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't feel like his videos should, if his videos were pulled by YouTube because they don't agree with the content, I don't agree with that.
I think it's just because, you know,
it's their right to do it because they own it.
Death to all Jews is hard to say as a joke and not hate speech.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know, because it's the internet and there are all sorts of crazy people who are like, yeah, that guy's got the right idea.
Especially mm-hmm. in this especially era with the alt-right becoming so popular.
And especially, you know, especially on the other video where Hitler did absolutely nothing wrong.
Dressed as Jesus.
Yeah. So, I mean, and even that, like, taking that aside, but when you just put Hitler did absolutely nothing wrong, immediately followed by death to all Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's hard to see. To make an argument that, like, no, that's not hate speech.
Well, especially because he seems to be focusing on one specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it had been death to all Jews and then another person had a sign up that maybe was racist against black people or something, at least then you have...
you're being diverse in your
broad.
Racism.
But this seems very specific, almost like he's covering for maybe a feeling he has.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't want to start that rumor.
If...
Unless it gets me more hits.
If it is a social experiment, it's a really, really, really poor one.
And if it's just a segment he did for his show to garner, you know, interest, because I can't imagine how difficult it must be to be like a high level YouTube content creator. We create content every week on this show. It's four shows a week, but most of it is just talking about the news or it's just us shooting the breeze. And we have our listeners. We have, you know, hundreds of people per day that listen to us, thousands per month, and we appreciate it. But can you imagine putting out content for millions of people every time and the pressure that must come from that?
Yeah.
Part of the reason we're so free to do whatever we want here is because we are a low key podcast. If we suddenly had millions of subscribers and especially if we were owned by a corporation, I mean, that just seems like shackles. That's something I don't want to be a part of. I don't care how much they pay me. Well, how much would they pay me? That's the real question.
I like that the,
Jesse, how much is it? A few million. Oh, yeah. And no doubt.
He made like $15 million last year.
He used to be the highest paid.
I'm sure he still YouTuber. Is. I can't think of a content creator that's bigger than PewDiePie.
But also, he also had like a book deal that came out. And so he had Scare PewDiePie was his premium show, $10 a month. He also was on Google Preferences, which lets advertisers just kind of pick and choose what channels they want to advertise their stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
This Kotaku article, puts it very well. Let's see, where is it? Between the executive producer of Walking Dead, the latter which might explain it. Apparently most of the other videos as well, because he has Kielberg has insisted that he didn't intend his ongoing Nazi references to support anti-Semitism. I was trying to show how crazy the modern world is, specifically some of the services available online, he wrote on Tumblr. I picked something that seemed absurd to me, that people on Fiverr would say anything for $5.
So, anti-Semitism seems, crazy
so
to him?
Here's the thing that I was looking for. So, the most infamous video had him paying a pair of men to hold up a sign that said death to all Jews. Though he has been known to reference Hitler and Nazis in plenty of other videos as well, it blew up to the point where he started garnering support from real life neo-Nazis.
Yeah, and that's the danger you run across. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And so, yeah, Disney and YouTube probably weren't super big on
neo-Nazis supporting this channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to interrupt real quick. This is breaking news on CNN. I have to say it because I think this is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. I know I said I wouldn't talk politics, but I just saw this.
We all knew that was a lie.
The giant headline right now on CNN, Trump aides spoke to Russians during campaign. Here is what CNN is reporting by word. High-level advisors close to the then presidential nominee Donald Trump were in constant communication during the campaign with Russians known to U.S. intelligence, multiple current and former intelligence, law enforcement, and administration officials tell CNN. President-elect Trump and then President Barack Obama were both briefed on details of the extensive communications between suspected Russian operatives and people associated with the Trump campaign and the Trump business, according to U.S. officials familiar with the matter. Both the frequency of the communications and the proximity to Trump of those involved, quote, raise a red flag, unquote, with U.S. intelligence and law enforcement, according to these officials. The communications were intercepted during routine intelligence collection targeting Russian officials and other Russian nationals known to U.S. intelligence. And it goes on from there. You guys can go to CNN.com and read it. Unless you are a fan of Trump, then you clearly believe CNN is fake news and you're not going to go there anyway. And you're probably thinking I'm just wasting time. But this, to me, goes right in hand with, Flynn resigning as the national security head because of his communication with Russia, during the campaign and then lying to the vice president, Mike Pence, and to President Trump about his talks with Russian intelligence. And I, for one, don't believe for a second that A, Trump didn't know about it, and B, that Trump asked Flynn to resign. Because apparently the story coming out from the White House is that Trump asked Flynn to resign because of the trust issues. But if you watch the interview that happened this morning with Matt Lauer and Kellyanne Conway, you know that the Trump administration knew about Flynn's, not illegal activities, but highly questionable activities with Russian intelligence. And the fact that even though they knew it, they still put him as the national security head and had him there at every meeting. To a guy that has spilled his guts to Russia about the sanctions that were coming against them during the Obama campaign. Is this big news or is this just more of the same? I'm not surprised. And honestly, at this point, I don't care anymore, Asa.
Yeah, of course they were talking to Russia. And again, this is like the NFL when they didn't fine or fire or whatever happened to the guy who, Jesse will know more about this, but I think he was a Ravens player who just knocked the absolute hell out of his girlfriend in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
And they knew, Ray Rice, they knew about it. They knew it happened. But then the security footage got leaked like 3 weeks later, and that's when the suspension came.
Right.
Oh, we are outraged. We will not stand for domestic abuse as long as the public knows it's happening, because you guys care about that.
Well, I mean,
this is just that. It's like, yeah, of course he knew that they were talking to Russia. Oh, now we got caught. So, whoa, I can't believe, you know.
Yeah, and the story and the lies come
out. My favorite headline so far was the lock her up chants led by person committing actual treason.
Yeah. And what's really scary to me, because
thanks, GOP.
I'm probably not going to be able to talk about this on Thursday with the way that we have the Thursday show going now. So I want to talk about it now. The most alarming part of this to me, even more so than the fact that he did this, is that the response from the White House is less anger at him for what he did and more anger that the news outlets
are reporting
it. Get the information. Yeah. Trump himself tweeted about it and saying, I can't believe these leaks that are happening. Is this going to happen when I talk to North Korea? You know, stuff like that.
You mean when you make deals with North Korea?
It's baffling that the Trump administration has made so many mistakes and they're still there. Mm-hmm. Like they're still in power because they have the power. It's so frustrating to see. But the fact that they're more upset with the news organizations for doing their job and less with the guy they hired that is putting our national security at risk, that part is both baffling to me and scary. And if you saw, what is his name? Stephen,
Spicer?
No, no, that's Sean Spicer.
Oh.
That's the Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller. The guy who went on all the talk shows on Sunday morning saying things, you know the quotes I'm going to say, of the president's power shall not be questioned. You will not deny these things.
Oh, there's no such thing as judicial supremacy.
Yeah.
Even though we call it the fucking Supreme Court.
Everybody outside of the White House and outside of Breitbart News and InfoWars and these terrible organizations that spread hate-filled news to cater to their agenda, have said that this is the most embarrassing thing to come out of the White House yet. And if you watch the video, it absolutely is. And it's scary. And what did Trump do? He tweeted, congratulations, you represented us well on the Sunday morning shows. Are you kidding me? I can only think that he never actually watched it, because this is terrifying. But Allie, something good happened that you were a fan of.
What are you talking about? The
White House, the list of the animal stuff.
Oh, well, they're being, the White House, the U.S. government is apparently being sued for removing the information on the website that held all the information about puppy mills, pet shops, shelters, circuses, zoos, and animal abusers, kept all the information out there for the public, and that allowed like rescuers and stuff to figure out where to. It just helped the animals a lot having that information out there, and it got taken off the website, and now the government is being sued for removing that information.
And you were very upset about that when you found out. I remember you were reading the story. You had tears in your eyes.
Yeah,
when you heard
because
about
there's
it.
A lot of. Because this information being removed causes issues with getting animals to out of the bad situations. And there's also part of with the, I don't know exactly all of how it's connected, but the organization that makes sure that the pet food going out on the shelves is safe.
Yeah.
Lost either funding or something. And that's dangerous because they stop poisonous pet food from going out on the shelves and being sold.
Right.
And if they are not able to do their job as well, then there's going to be more pet food being sold that shouldn't be.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Keith Olbermann talked about it on his show, The Resistance. I advise you to go watch it because it and just watch Keith Olbermann's series. I mean, it can be a little bit extreme, a little bit right wing. Or left wing, I'm sorry. But there's a lot of good information there, and it's really up to the media to call out all of these terrible things that we see.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ignore it, because if you ignore it, they win. John Oliver also did a great segment on Sunday. He's back. And he did a great show, The Truth Versus Donald Trump, which was really fascinating and a little depressing if you're on the left side. So go watch all of those. It's really good.
And the information about the animals is not the only information that's been removed from websites. There's like the national park information about our environment and all of that has been removed. There's a lot of information that gets removed, and from what it seems, at least, this would only benefit the companies that the information goes against.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Trump tried to overturn a Obama rule that said that you can't, investors, something about you couldn't basically cheat the people. You had to be in their best interest.
Literally called the anti-corruption
rule. And he tried to overturn it. I don't know if he was successful or not. I hope he was not.
I'm pretty sure he was.
But it's stuff like that that's really, really scary. Asa, I'm assuming you're still looking up PewDiePie stuff.
Yeah, I just watched the video itself.
We can go back to that. I don't really have anything else to say about, I don't want to talk about
politics. I just hate talking about Trump all the time.
I do too. But I saw a skit on SNL where, Trump, you probably saw it, where he went to the People's Court. And, I think it was Cicely Strong was playing the judge, and she said, I just want one damn day where I can get up and not get a buzz from CNN about something like,
see a headline that scares the hell out of me.
And I agree with that. It's been 2-3 weeks since Trump took office, and every single day there's something new that scares the hell out of me. And my God, it's exhausting. How much more can we take? But at the same time, you can't ignore it, because if you ignore it, that's what they want you to do. It's frustrating. Let's talk about PewDiePie. Let's talk about PewDiePie. Go ahead.
So apparently this thing that he did, it's these guys called Funny Guys on Fiverr who will.
What did you keep saying? Was it Fiverr?
Yeah, it's basically like you go to this. It's this website, and I've never used it, and I'm not that familiar with it, so I could be getting this just terribly wrong. if you're listening to this, you have access to the internet, so you can look it up and correct me. But it is, basically you go to Fiverr, you offer like, okay, I want this done. And some people use it for graphic design. Some people use it for slogans or music or things like that. And then you come to an agreement on what you'll pay the person. And
so it's almost like freelance work.
Kinda. Yeah. Okay. And it's where people will like, oh, hey, I can, you know, do this. I can make this thing for you. Gotcha. Well, these guys apparently will paint any message and do like a little dance routine in the jungle.
So it's not tribal. Because
they
do,
because they look in, it like, and again, this could be just super racist and I apologize ahead of time, but they look Indian. And like the way that they're laughing sounds very kind of like over the top Bollywood.
Right.
But the, so he did, they made a little video where they have this message where they unfurl the message and it says death to all Jews. But then it, the ending of it is, a graphic design overlay that says subscribe to Keemstar.
What is Keemstar?
It's another YouTuber who does the Drama Alert or something like that, where he.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think it's
Drama. And so I don't know if it was like a shot at him or a dig or just whatever, but,
Now, did PewDiePie pay for that part?
Yes. He paid them to make this sign and do this and the Keemstar thing and everything. And then he chose to show the video and it was his like reaction to seeing it. But he posted it, and at the end of it, he apologized, like, "Oh, I never thought they would actually do it."
So he paid for it to happen.
Yep.
And then posted a reaction video of him to what he paid for.
Yes.
And then said, "I'm sorry, I didn't know they would do it."
Yes.
You can't apologize and say, "I'm sorry, I didn't know they would do it." This wasn't live.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they did it live and he didn't know what was going to happen. He chose to post the video and give a reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's shameful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's surprised that someone would do that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, and apparently, in January, maybe this was the iDubbbz video I was thinking of, he also got into a considerable amount of hot water for using the N-word.
iDubbbz again, did, not, or PewDiePie?
PewDiePie. So this
I
is,
hadn't heard of that.
So this is on the heels of that happening. And I think that's when iDubbbz made the video, like, or featured him in that video.
Yeah.
So.
And again, I want to say that I think you absolutely have the right to say whatever you want on your show.
Mm-hmm.
You do. I could sit here and say the N-word every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that would mean that people would probably stop listening and you guys would probably stop showing up to do the show with me if
yes.
If I use it casually. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like if I actually use it in my vocabulary, like,
right.
Like it was. So yeah, so what do you think should happen to PewDiePie at this point? And is this going to hurt him in the future?
I mean, yeah, but these YouTube celebrities have a way of. Depending on their fan base, like, I mean, he's going to lose money from the Disney deal. He's going to lose a considerable amount of money from this YouTube deal. YouTube is not pulling his channel. YouTube is not demonetizing his channel.
Well, it's because they're not stupid.
They
know PewDiePie is still a huge name.
So, I mean, he may lose some money, but again, he made $15 million last year. If he loses $10 million of that, he's still making $5 million a year. Like, yeah. I'm sure he'll be fine.
And maybe he'll find a new place with neo-Nazis. May happen.
New contributor to Breitbart.
Oh, God.
Too mean?
No, too accurate.
If he puts it in Russian, then he can double his Breitbart hits.
Have you ever actually read anything from Breitbart?
No. I've read the headlines that Steve Bannon approved or wrote himself.
Or the Alex Jones from InfoWars, the guy that said that, you know, Sandy Hook was acted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that people would follow this stuff, this hateful, stupid stuff, and then call actual journalism fake news. That the war on the media is just depressing to me.
And I don't know. Facts and intellectualism and
why do that when you can just do squalor? Before we get out of here, Jesse, you promised a story. I want to hear this story. Mostly I just wanted to pull him from the game he was enjoying playing. Also because I could hear them talking and it's hard to get angry when I hear Matt Sin's voice. It's too beautiful. All right, so I'm going to put Jesse on the air real quick. He's going to take my spot. And Jesse has a Valentine's Day story that he has built up. So this is the best Valentine's Day story of all time. Is that accurate?
No.
No? I built it up way too much. Okay, Jesse's going to take my spot. I'm going to stand back there. So Jesse Kimball, ladies and gentlemen, hosting Nerd Up.
Good friend. It was certainly a rage-inducing Valentine's Day story, but... this happened when I was a junior in college, and I was really into this girl, so I asked her out on Valentine's Day. That was gonna be our first date, which, you know, mistake number one. But, that was what I decided to do. So I asked her out for Valentine's Day, and she agreed. And, I was really into her. Her and I ended up going to, Olive Garden, where she ordered just the most expensive plate there. It was something with shrimp, and then she asked for extra shrimp because why not? And then she got just it was a really expensive tea drink. I think it was just like the peach tea, but either way. Then after that, we decided we were going to go see a movie, and the movie she wanted to see didn't have the regular showing, wasn't showing at a good time, but the 3D showing was showing at a good time. And of course, even then, 3D movies were, and this was 6 years ago now, for those of you that don't know my age, almost seven years today. yeah, it was 7 years ago today.
Never forget.
Yeah, so there was only a 3D showing. And of course, back then it was still $11 for a 3D showing.
It's only a dollar more than a regular movie ticket is right now.
Accurate.
That's what I just realized.
Yeah, that's because Wehrenberg's the only game in town now. They can charge whatever they want. I'm thinking about driving down to Sykeston. Apparently it's only like $9 a ticket there in their brand new movie theater.
That's still a 30-minute drive to save a dollar on a ticket.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's worth it. I'm just saying I'm tempted. All right, so anyway, as we go to the movie and everything else, like the night ends up finishing out pretty great. I take her home. She also lived way out in the middle of nowhere. Like, it was a 20-minute drive to get to her house. Also, fun side note, it snowed that day. So driving out there on the interstate was pretty fun. I actually saw there was an SUV in front of me that was going straight, and then suddenly decided going straight was for suckers.
Oh, no.
He made a perpendicular, like, 90-degree turn straight into the guardrail. And I was like, why did he? I'm just going to keep driving. I mean, it wasn't like a bad wreck. Everybody was only driving like 45, 50 on the interstate anyway. Moving on. I take her all the way home. And my buddy Chris Edelman, he and I were talking the next day because he knew I was going to ask her out. He was really excited about the prospect of us dating. And, yeah, he asked how it went. I said it went really great. Like, I thought everything went great. Everything went swimmingly. And, but I was like, I don't know really. I haven't talked to her today at all. So he decides to message her because he wants to kind of get some insider info for me. Cause she didn't really know that he and I were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's probably important to note that I paid for that entire date plus went out into just the middle of nowhere to pick her up and take her home. Mm-hmm. All in all, the date probably cost me about $75. Not a good time. So he messages her to ask her, you know, how her Valentine's Day was. He's going to be sneaky, acting like he didn't know about this at all. And, her reply was, oh, it was awesome. I went on a really fun friend date with my friend Jesse Kimball. And he copy pasted that to me and sent it back to me. Friend date. Well, then why did I pay for it all? All right, cool. I was so pissed.
Because you offered?
Yeah, granted, I probably should have made, I guess, my motives more clear, but in no time in any conversation did I ever say friend. I asked her out on a date on Valentine's Day. And, yeah, that's what happened. I didn't talk to her for a few weeks. I told my roommates about it. They called her extra shrimp even when she was around because her and I did end up dating later. Cause they're just the best friends. Anyway, all right, that's it for my story. I think Shannon knows who that was. I'm gonna ask you, please don't say her name.
Oh, I won't. All
right, appreciate that. I'm giving back to Shannon. Bye, everybody.
I didn't call her extra shrimp. I call her the hurricane because she blew through most of GameStop. She may have also ruined a life or two. Anyway, oh, that one's gonna be on my tombstone.
May have ruined a life or two.
No, she blew through most of GameStop. anyway, I do have two. We asked, hey, tell us about your terrible Valentines. And only two people replied. And one of which is a good friend that I'm surprised to read this story. The other I feel disappointed in because I think you could have done better. So first off, David Dillo from Casual Geeks and is a good friend of ours. He said, first, he wasn't sure if we wanted to talk about it on the air because apparently it's real bad. I haven't read the story yet, so I don't know how bad it is. Here's what he said. He said, you may not know that I am divorced. I did not know that. I was married. They go hand in hand. My wife went out of town to go pick up her child, and I stayed home on Valentine's Day. Cleaned up the house and made a big homemade dinner and did flowers on the bed the whole nine yards. Went all out. David Dillo, you rascal. No, he had it in you. She called me from the road on her way back and told me we were done. Over the phone out of nowhere and attempted to boot me out of the house. Found out a few days later she was cheating on me with a friend of mine that I introduced her to. The following year on Valentine's Day, I was in a short-term relationship, but wasn't really over my marriage and dumped said person on Valentine's Day and got super drunk. Super is capitalized. And in parentheses, he said, which is a big deal. I've never been much of a drinker. And then a few years after that, found out the day before Valentine's Day, my longtime girlfriend at the time was again cheating on me. So this year, I'm celebrating being single and not getting cheated on. Woohoo. And in parentheses, sorry if too depressing. The truth often is. I'm not sad. It's in the past now. Well, David, if anything, I can say that don't worry. The past does not come back to haunt you. And what is forgotten. You never have to worry about it again. I'm lying to him to make him feel better. Okay. And we got one more from Dalton Anthony, who, what did he say? This is a dumbass comment. He said, was with a girl from St. Louis and was about to drive to see her with presents. Broke up with me when I passed St. Jen. That's bad, but I feel like Dalton could have done better. But I'll leave that for another show in the future. That way he doesn't feel too bad. So that's our Valentine's Day special. Wasn't really that special.
Well, I don't want to tell you.
If you guys were tuning in to hear like a really sweet show, you clearly haven't listened to this show for very long. It's all sour.
I just don't think anybody here particularly cares about Valentine's Day.
That's not true.
So this might have been not a super crew to do the special Valentine's Day show for.
Why do you think no one cares about Valentine's Day? Like legitimately, like do you think it's, is it because?
Like, because I know I don't at all. And not just because I'm single and bitter. It's just I've never particularly cared. Like even in relationships.
It's just never been a big deal to you.
Cause I've been in a relationship maybe like 4 Valentine's Days now total. Right. And all 4, it was just like, you might get the other person like a card. I think I did like flowers 1 year.
Right.
But I have yet to date anyone who was particularly super into Valentine's Day. It's because, again, it's just like,
it's fabricated.
It's the capitalist holiday, which I know sounds just stupid, but, and, you know, internet complainy. But like
but
you
it's
said,
true. It's
but like
true.
You said, it's like, you know, there's better ways to tell someone that you care about them.
Yeah.
And if you need a specific day of the year to be reminded that, like, yes, it is nice to pay special attention to someone for no real reason, but then have a day just like, hey, take care of each other. I'm all for that. But again, I don't think it needs a day.
There's a reason it's not a national holiday.
And the only reason that I say, like, no one here does is because, like, I see how you guys are, and it feels like you don't necessarily need a special reason to care about each other.
You mean the people on the podcast?
Yes.
Yes. I agree. We all care very much about each other. And Allie, what about you? Is Valentine's Day important to you?
No, I mean, it's one of those things that it's kind of, for some, expected to at least do something. And it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be big or anything, but kind of acknowledge that it is a thing. With how society is at this point, yeah, you should try at least make a point to say Happy Valentine's Day.
I did. I said Happy Valentine's Day to everybody today.
But it's...
It was on the internet! It's for everybody.
But it's not something that you have to, like, break the bank for. It's not something that you have to do a lot for, because it shouldn't be the only day you do it.
So you don't expect your boyfriend to do anything for you for Valentine's Day? Doesn't have to take you anywhere special, doesn't have to spend a lot of money. You're saying that on the air right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because again, if that's how you choose to celebrate it, that's great. But also make sure you're not like, I know there's probably not a whole lot of people listening that do this, but it's like, you don't get to just be like super nice and sweet one day of the year.
And then the rest, just a garbage animal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other 364 days.
My biggest hope is that if you're in a relationship or if you're with someone, because you hear a lot of horror stories about Valentine's Day or just relationships in general. I just hope that anyone that's in a relationship or knows someone like that, just be courteous to each other. Be kind. If it's not working out, don't cheat. You know, I know this is stupid advice, but like you heard David Dillo and Dalton, you know, like be a little bit more considerate to the person that you're in. Even if you're not in love with them anymore, they're a human being.
Right.
Treat each other like human beings for the love of God. All right. That's good. We're going to stop talking about that. Let's preview tomorrow. We got Pro Wrestling Unscripted and it's going to be a big show. A lot of stuff happened.
I feel like we say that every week, but then every week it is like we end up having like big shows.
Yeah. Because there have been weeks where we had nothing to talk about. And those were the best weeks.
Because those were the weeks we got to talk about William Regal for 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. But tomorrow we're going to talk about, just kind of pointless, but we're going to talk about Road Warrior Animal. who's just said something real dumb.
And then, he blamed autocorrect for being just
the most racist.
No, naggers. That's who ruined the Grammys.
The naggers that were nagging about stuff. Did he really say that?
No.
That's, God.
No, but wasn't it just like he tried to blame rappers? Like all rappers are ruining music and the Grammys?
Yeah, but, and then because they're celebrating Muslims and these people that are awful and
but
terrorists.
But it's autocorrect.
But it was autocorrect. He didn't mean that. He's not a bigot. We're going to talk about that.
he thought he typed out, "Congratulations, Adele."
Damn, autocorrect turned it into stupid Mexicans. Yeah. No one knows how that happened. We're also going to talk about Bailey winning the title and how pissed off I am about that.
Bray Wyatt winning the title. That'll make you happy.
And how pissed off I am about that. It's going to be a very angry show, but that'll be tomorrow.
We're not necessarily, because we're also talking about our adventure to Stride.
Yes, that was good.
In Marion.
Yeah. We have some huge Cape Championship Wrestling news about their upcoming tag team warfare event. Huge news. And we're actually going to be talking to the champ, Brandon Barbwire. I don't know if it's this week or next week, but we are going to talk to him. We're going to do a interview with him, a video interview. And we're going to play some of that audio for you guys. So this will not be live in the studio. Mm-hmm. But it's huge. His opponent, if you don't already know, is big.
Yes.
And I'm just going to make you wait till tomorrow because that's what a good host
does. And there's no way for you to find that information out otherwise.
Don't search the internet. No. So don't search the internet. Okay.
The internet is broken. You can't use it.
So thank you guys for listening so much. We appreciate it. We hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day. If you didn't, I joke earlier, people love you. Like, there are people that love everybody. If you don't have it, you do. You just don't know it. Maybe you're too stubborn to realize it. But there is someone out there who loves you. So don't feel too bad. I do have a couple of favors, though. If you really want me to love you, I need you to go to facebook.com/podzilla1985. Give us a like on there. Send us a shout out. Tell us you love us. I want to hear it. We missed you. I want you to go to podbean.com/podzilla1985. No, podzilla1985.com. I forgot. Yes. Screw Podbean. Just go there. Listen.
Just kidding, Podbean overlords. Please don't pull our shows.
Go to redbubble.com, search Podzilla1985. We got that new Pro Wrestling Unscripted NWO shirt out, and it's hot. It's hot. You need to get it. It's really expensive, too. We're trying to figure out how to stop.
Great plug.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be honest.
Fantastic.
I got to be honest. And last, patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Support the show. Anything you do is appreciated, and there are perks to doing it. Check out the site. You find out more. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. For myself, Asa, and Allie, have a great rest of Valentine's Day, and we'll see you tomorrow.